Welcome to the CCM Live with Marcus podcast. To watch encore video broadcast and keep up with what's new in Christian music, visit ccmmagazine.com. And now, today's episode, here's Marcus.
How's it going, everyone? It's Tuesday. It's a new week. Welcome to CCM Live. My name is Marcus. It is so good to see you. It's another week. And listen, we do this every week. We get to have artists come Tuesdays and Thursdays. We get to have you. It is a good day, right? So, hey, I'm already seeing comments here. Hello, hello. Please type those down below. It is the whole point here is that we get to hang out together. We get to hang out with these artists who are making great music. We get to hang out together. Watch for your comments. It's this big old happy family community thing. So I always appreciate the comments. Look, Katie's right here. Oh, she just watched a live and it just ended. So she just jumped from live to live. I love it. Hey, you know what would be a great thing to do is hit that share button. When you hit share, you can tag individual people. I just saw, like, I'm looking at this, like, on my own phone right here. See, look, it's me and me. And I see that there's, like, this watch party thing where you can invite people and talk about it and do all sorts of, I don't know, interactive things. So why don't you do that? It'll be awesome. Hey, if you go to ccmmagazine.com and click that Live with Marcus tab, you can read all of my blogs as well as see these episodes. So Tuesday and Thursday at 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, we get to chat with artists the other days of the week. Whatever strange thing is on my mind is what we talk about. I think I talked about songs that have to do with marching on March 1st. Also talked about, yesterday was like March 4th, which is like, you know, it's a command. It's like March 4th. I was talking about my favorite artists who, who are doing nonprofits and doing great things in the world. So check that out. We also have this on podcast form on iTunes. So if you go there and search for CCM, you will find this in audio form. Look, Harley is saying, hey, guys, see, I'm watching your comments. We're throwing these up. And if you have comments or questions for our guests, I will be watching those. So let's just jump right in. All right. My guest today is a worship artist on Integrity Music, one of my favorite labels, who on February 8th released an album with his church, Madison Street Worship, titled Songs of the House. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. I've been looking forward to this a long time. He's a champion of the local church. Please welcome Corey Voss. Do all the emojis and stuff, people. Do it. Or you can just hit the share button, all the above. Whatever it takes. What? I'm clicking this button and it's not letting him in. That is perfect. I don't know, Corey. He's sitting right there and he's going, what's going on here? I don't know. I'm going to have to figure this one out. You're going to have to come back in, Corey. You have to drop out and come in because the Google gremlins are in full force. Ha ha. It was called a false start. That's what that is. I don't know. Oh, look, Pam Jones Voss says, hi, son. See, look, Pam's excited to see him. Somebody's not letting him in. I think it's Google. That's my personal thought. Casey's saying, hey, Harley. Katie, thank you for sharing. Look, Casey's saying, hey, Madison. Wait, where's... Oh, Madison Street Worship is in the house tonight. That is awesome. And I am stoked to hear more about this. I don't know where Corey went. Oh, man. Sorry, dude. I hope he comes back. Otherwise, you're gonna be talking to me. I know, Katie. Look, all the no's and I at the end. This is where you get to test my improv skills. So you get to ask me something while we're waiting for Corey. Look, one of the first things I ask people is to find something in their immediate vicinity that tells them more about them. I'm gonna show you guys something while I'm waiting for Corey to come back. Please come back, Corey. I need you wherever you are. Wait, maybe he's coming. No. That is just perfect, though. All right, check it out. This. A buddy of mine knows the person that made this. I'm a proud Oregon Duck. This is my trophy. I went to that school. It's not really a trophy. I don't really know what it is. I think it's just a statue. And I love it. And it sits on my desk here in my office. It's wonderful. I don't know where Corey went, though. So if you guys know, hey, Corey's mom, wherever he is, give him a call and make sure he's okay. All right. I hope we don't have to really do this again, like where we turn this off and turn it back on. That's just not good. Casey, thank you. What he said, how's your music going? Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. Oh, look. And Katie wanted to know that too. How do you guys know I do music? Who told you? Yeah, actually, there's a rapper named Five who is coming out with Family Business in late April or May. And I've got a song on it with Jacob. If you guys know Jacob, he's in a group a long time ago called The Washington Projects. And I've been a fan of Jacob's a long time. I love what Five's about. It's gonna be awesome. I've already heard like the first mixes of it. It's gonna be incredible. All right, I'm gonna try something else here. We're gonna see how much I mess this up if I go into another window and try to see if Corey's here. This is awesome. You know, this is where live, you know, I almost called it television or whatever this is, starts to make you a little bit crazy because you just don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. Thanks for your comments though. They're keeping me afloat. That's awesome sauce, bro. Yes, it is. I completely agree. Whoa. Adamir, I believe we've talked before, man. He's from Brazil Gospel Radio, radiorpc.net. Very cool. I've seen Five on here before. Very exciting. Yes, Five was on this program. I think we were in like downtown Boise or something like that. Oh, wait. Let's see if this works. Oh my gosh. Let's try this. This is going to. Yes, we did it. I had to close the window and open it back up, and we're here. Oh my word!
Like here we are.
Look at this. Katie says hide and seek. Corey is winning so far. I have no idea what happened, bro.
That's okay.
I got to like vamp for a long time, and it was a good test of the improv skills. But hey, we're here. Corey Voss, right. Like apparently. Just it was so, you know, like we've tried to make this happen a few times. You know what? We finally made it happen. Enemy, you're not gonna keep him away from me. Yeah. So here we are, Corey Voss. Man, it's good to see you. I'm excited to hear about your latest project. Of course, what you've been doing with your church, for the church, and all that. But of course, we start this program off with asking the important questions, such as what is something in your immediate vicinity that will tell us more about you. Where are you, by the way? Are you at home? Where are you?
Yes, I am at home. I'm in my music room, studio room at my house.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Okay, so what is something around you? Because I don't know if you saw when everything went crazy. Here's mine. This is my Oregon duck.
That is puddles. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, yes. So there's a few things that I'm looking at that I'm like, that would be cool. But I'm going to pick this, which is a book.
Oh, heck yes.
The Sacred Enneagram.
I read that book.
Okay.
Look, bro. New tattoo.
Oh, wait. Okay. So that's your Enneagram number.
All about, I hope so.
Which way do I read it? I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's a great book. Have you finished this?
No, I'm like two chapters in, but I just read the Modern Enneagram and now I'm on this one. And I've been a little crazy about the Enneagram lately.
Me too, dude. Obviously I just got this like 2 weeks ago.
Yes, dude. That's amazing.
So what number are you? What type?
I'm a four.
So. All right, man. Yeah. That's so cool. Wait,
it is cool.
I always mix it up with six. Which one's four?
It's the artist, the individualist.
Yeah. Yes, individualist. That's right. Yeah. Awesome. That's so, yeah, of course it's the artist. Yes.
I know, right?
that is so cool.
Yeah, I love it.
I love that book because it tells you like how within the way that you're made, the way that God made you, you are most challenged to connect with him and the way that you are to be challenged to connect with God, like the way that you're wired in a way like
to individually connect with God. And I think that it went a direction I did not expect in that book, which was all about like contemplation and you know, just sort of your quiet time in a sense.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
Yeah, I love it. One of my favorite things about it is that it helps you to understand other people as well, and like where they're coming from. So I enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, awesome. Okay. Well, so the album just came out a month ago. Oh, yeah, about a month ago. Songs of the House. Madison Street Worship is your worship community. Tell me a little bit about your church and sort of your role there.
Yeah, so my church is actually called Gateway Church in Shelbyville, Tennessee. And I've been there for 7 years now, which is crazy to think it's been that long. But I've been the worship pastor of the church for about 5 years. And it's crazy. Over the last, you know, several years, our church has grown from 65 people to over 1,000. And
that's insane.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And we were in this small little building for, you know, several of those years. And then we bought a Walmart, which is crazy, like an old Walmart. And so,
wow.
Yeah. And it was actually right next door to our other building. And so we did that, and we've been in the Walmart for about 3 years now, and we're actually building offices and classrooms right now. So
you're called Gateway. Are you associated with the church Michael Farron's at in Franklin?
We're not officially, but we're definitely friends with them and Pastor Charlie over there. We love them. They're amazing. And we're actually both in the same denomination. So that's
right on.
That's cool.
So, very cool. Well, yeah. So you're the worship pastor. What does a normal week look like for you? Like, do you have a team of other leaders that you're pouring into? What does it look like?
Yeah, we have a staff like any church does. We have probably, I think we have 8 pastors on our staff. Anywhere from children's to production to social media to care pastor, all of that. And so we have a great team. And then I lead, obviously, the worship department. And I think I have a team of about 15 or 20 all together. And so it's amazing. Awesome. Great people. Yeah.
Yeah. So you've essentially built like the worship ministry really from the ground up. I mean, 5 years. You said in 7 years, it's gone from 60 to 1,000. I mean, you've seen that growth yourself take place. What has happened in the midst of your church that as this has all happened? I mean, like, what has God been doing at Gateway?
Yeah, it's been honestly really amazing because we're in a smaller town and you know, there's not necessarily a lot of larger churches in the area. But what's beautiful is that our pastor, Jason Dodrell is his name. He has a heart for the presence of God and for the kingdom. And he told our church when they brought him in, he said, I want to lead this church to reach the city and I want to put God's presence first. And so people started, you know, like taking videos on Facebook of our worship and our preaching and our services, and more people just kept showing up to church. And it was like crazy because every month there'd just be more people. And it really honestly is just like the way that the Holy Spirit is moving in the hearts of our people that has been the most amazing thing to watch, and just making sure that we pursue the presence of God. And yeah.
So like worship wise, does that translate into like, you know, just pretty drawn out? Is it, I mean, what does worship look like on a Sunday morning there at Gateway?
Yeah, it's different every week. We definitely plan a set list. We always try to be organized. We've gotten better at, you know, we plan out a month ahead on Planning Center, but our pastor always encourages us to be open to whatever the Holy Spirit wants to say or do. And so there'll be moments where we won't even get to the third or fourth song in the set list. We'll just end up like this last Sunday, we sang This Is the Air I Breathe spontaneously for like 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
And it wasn't on the set list, and it was just amazing moment of worship. And so we always try to stay open and receptive, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Obviously you've got a group that has a passion for songwriting. You've got this album, you know, Songs of the House. How did you go about this? I mean, obviously you have a solo record that released on Integrity about a year and a half ago.
Yep.
Something like that. How did you approach this one differently? And what's sort of the songwriting culture there at Gateway?
Yeah, so in the past, I've always, and I still go to Franklin to do co-writing. But in the process of that, I've written songs outside of Gateway and brought them to the church. And but 3 years ago, my pastor and I were talking, and he really just felt like the Lord was saying that it was time for us to write songs of the house, songs of our house. And so I've had several worship leader friends come and be a part of what we're doing. And I felt like I wanted to invest back into the church that's invested in me. And so I was like talking with my team, and we've all had the desire to do a project. And so we came together and was like, let's just do it. Let's write the songs. Let's start the process. And so we picked a producer and just kind of started working on putting a 10-song project together. And we did a live recording back in July, and that went amazing, and our whole church rallied around it. And I really believe we captured a sound, which was really powerful to be a part of.
I mean, so wait, so was it, would you say what you recorded was pretty indicative of what you guys do, or at least try to do on a weekly basis?
A lot of I mean, we lead all kinds of worship songs at the church, but spontaneous worship has been a thing that we've pressed into. And then but with when it comes to songwriting, our heart has been like, Lord, what do you want to say to your people, and what do you want to say through them? And so it's not only like God speaking to the church, but like, what is the church supposed to be singing to the Lord and to each other? And so that was a big theme. And then a lot, some of our songs came out of our pastor's messages. Well, we have a song called Liberator on the album, and it started
It's a great
because,
title. I love it.
dude, it started because my pastor got up on the stage about 3 years ago, and he said the Liberator is in the house, and people went nuts. They were like, ah! And then I was actually just talking with a couple of friends, and they were like, that's a title right there. And so, we kind of just wrote from that line.
That's good. You've said, I think it was a press release I read, the local church is where songs should start. Talk a little bit more about that. Obviously, we live in a like a global worship era, right? Like where we're seeing, these big worship movements from across the world, sending songs to each other. We're all singing a lot of the same songbooks, but you're saying the focus has got to start smaller. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's a big part about knowing the people that you lead every week and knowing their heart and what makes them come alive in worship. And so I think it's really powerful to start there at home base. And I've always been a local church guy, even though I travel and I go to conferences and I record and I do all this stuff. I've always felt like God wants me to be rooted in the local church. And that there's something special about when you serve and you give your heart to a community of people in a certain particular part of the world, where God, I believe he honors that, and he actually gives you words and lyrics and a sound that represents that community and represents what God's doing in that region. And so I'm just, I believe so much in that, and that's such a powerful way to, and God breathes on those things, those songs, and you never know where that song is going to travel, And I think that's indicative of a lot of like Hillsong, like their story, local church that started and then it just expanded over years. And
Bethel.
yeah, Bethel, yeah. And it's amazing to watch the faithfulness that started that,
Do you have a favorite memory sort of this process working with your church to create this record, whether it was a certain songwriting story or just something from recording?
Man, that's a hard one. But I think honestly, working with our producer, John Strandell, great friend of mine and incredible writer as well, he helped us write a few of the songs, and we literally just gathered in my studio at the house with some of our bandmates and worship leaders. And just those moments were so sweet because there's power in partnership, and I was glad that we got to bring John in on the songwriting, because he has a heart for the local church too. And God did something in those those songwriting sessions, and then we built demos, and it gets exciting. It feels like, you know, Christmas, because you're writing guitar parts and then singing melodies and picking out different things you want to do.
I would imagine that someone in your position would be more excited about a project like this than even your own solo, just sort of from this, you know, this like father perspective, like, you know, like these are my peeps, and we're doing this thing together. I would imagine that has to be more exciting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's funny that you would say that, because just over the last few months, I felt like the Lord has just really called me to walk in that kind of role and to shepherd the people around me. And I love doing my solo record. But there's something about community and family that makes my heart happy. I love being able to pour into my team, and I believe so much in them and what God has for them.
What would you say is like the biggest need of the local church when it comes to, I don't know, songwriting, finding their voice, finding their, you know, sort of the worship culture? You know, you travel enough, you talk with enough worship leaders. You know, what are some of those things that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is, you know, I've seen when I go out, and I've experienced this myself, but I see a lot of people that battle comparison and fear, and they, it's almost like the fear that there's not enough songs and, you know, all this to go around. But like, mm-hmm. the reality is that like, it all comes back to like your relationship with God. And like, it starts there in the quiet place with the Lord, and what he speaks to you there becomes your songs. It becomes your anthems. And then when you come together as a family, everyone's bringing something to the table, and there's a seat mm-hmm. for everybody at the table. And through that, you discover your sound, and you discover, but I think, I feel like it's become kind of popular in worship lately to try to achieve, and maybe we're not realize we're doing it, but to try to achieve a platform or achieve influence, or, you know, hey, look at what I'm doing. But the reality is, like, I think God pours out his anointing, and he entrusts powerful songs to people that seek him in quiet and that want something fresh and not something that's just recycled.
Yeah. Well, it's almost like sometimes we can be going, you know, like God's right in front of us, and we're yelling out to everybody, like, look how much I love God. And he's like, Hey, I'm right here. And what you're saying is like, the confidence comes in the relationship rather than in the product, rather than in the process. It's this, it just comes from really a place of authenticity and cultivating that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Well, What advice would you have as far as just maybe the nuts and bolts of songwriting for a church that's wanting to just get started, you know, as far as wanting to three or four people sit down and yes, they love God and they're not trying to be the next whatever, but what, you know, to people just starting off, what would you say?
Yeah, I think it's so important to just ask each other and also pray together and ask the Lord, okay, God, what do you want to say to our church, and what do you want them to receive right now? And I always, when I write, I always have a picture in my mind's eye of like standing on the platform on Sunday morning. And when a lyric gets thrown out or a melody idea, I think to myself, would my church sing this? Would they get excited about this? Would this cause
them to... You're picturing specific faces. You're picturing, you know...
Yeah, we've got a girl that stands in the front every week. One of my dear friends, her name's Kate, and that girl is passionate. She's like literally running from side to side, just hands in the air every week. And her passion for worship is, and I know her heart, I know where she's come from and what she's walked through. And I'm like, if I can write something that Kate would sing, then I know that this is going to be something that everybody would jump
that's
in
awesome.
On. And
so, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so great. Yeah. How do you know when a song is done? Like when you are writing, you're sitting with your worship people, how do you know when it's done?
Yeah. I it's so funny because I love spontaneous, I love flowing, but I also love structure. And so having like a couple verse one, verse two, chorus, verse three, bridge, I feel great about that.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So I try to fill in those margins, and make sure that all that content in the lyric is lining up. And then usually if, you know, every song I feel like needs to have that point, whether it's the bridge or the chorus, that point in the song where you just want to keep singing that part, you know, or you want to, yeah, you want to stay there. And that I think that, like, usually when I feel that satisfaction in a writing session, I'm like, okay, I feel confident. Let's try this out and see how our people respond.
Yeah. So do you ever try out songs in process at church? Like, and then go, okay, I could tell, you know, this needs some work, or is it pretty much done?
Yeah, no, we, some of our songs are actually like came out of like moments where we were flowing, but there was one, the bridge of the song We've Won on the album. Yeah. It says, "We break religion, we break addiction, you bring revival. Oh God, revive us." One of our worship leaders, Mary, wrote that spontaneously during a worship service, and we kept singing it over the course of a year. We just kept trying it out, and I was like, we really need to write a song around that.
Around it, yeah.
And I was kind of nervous at first, like, to do that, because it was like, oh, this is, you know, such a special moment. But when the song was written and we led it the first time, the first line of the song says, "Break out revival like a fire in the night." And our people, like, they were letting out shouts from the first line of the song. And I was like, okay,
yes,
I think cool, we're going somewhere. So
that's such a great measure, though, is the people you love, you know, right, yeah, in front of you. And that really brings sort of, I wouldn't say instant success, but like an instant barometer of, you know, of what God's doing, rather than having to worry about the global church, you know,
like, right,
yeah, start with the family. That's so great. Yeah. I've got a question here. Look, all Corey Voss, right, what's your band name and do you have Spotify? But Dustin jumped right in and answered it. And he said, Corey Voss and Madison Street Worship. So there you go. And yes, it is on Spotify. It's wherever you do the music thing.
That's awesome.
That's where you can go find it there. I don't know if you know this James guy, but you mentioned essential oils before we went live. And he said, not only is Corey a dope worship leader, but he's an essential oils guru.
I mean, I know a lot about oils, but I don't know if I'm a guru.
I mean, so is this something that, you know, that you're into? Like, you know, like you would know if you've got a stuffy nose, like which oil to bust out, basically?
Yep, I would use peppermint.
He's got it handy. Why didn't you bust that out at the beginning?
I know, because I love the Enneagram.
That's right. Look, no shame in that, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a nerd about it big time.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. By the way, I was going to say, Dustin, that just commented, he's our drummer. He played drums on the album.
Right.
He's
awesome, amazing. Dustin.
We love Dustin. Very cool. He's incredible.
Oh, that's so good. Well, oh, here we go. Robin said, any advice for aspiring worship leaders? I mean, we talked about songwriters, we talked about churches, but what about people who just have this burning desire to lead worship for the church?
Yeah, man, I would say just like staying in a place of just being surrendered and yielded to the Lord and trusting Him. I think that's a big part of it. I know whenever we receive a calling from God and where we feel like God's given us a promise or an anointing or whatever it is, sometimes we don't like see it come to fruition in the time that we want. And for me, yep, I can remember the years as when I was like 16, 17, I locked myself away in my room, even, you know, as a mid 20s, there were just times and seasons where like I just had to get alone with God and remember His promise and just have that faith, you know, and keep serving wherever I was asked to serve. That's one thing that
be around people.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So
that's great. Were you part of, I feel like I heard this. You were part of People in Songs, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Jenny Lee Riddle's.
Yes.
Her amazing collective of people. I've interviewed her before.
And yes.
What a cool thing she's got going on.
I love them.
I mean, that's essentially like, man, it's like worship leader boot camp mixed with like, I mean, it's just like no better place, it seems to me, as far as a place for a worship leader to, you know, to go be loved on and mentored and things like that. What did that time mean to you?
Oh my goodness. Those people are dear friends. Jenny is amazing. She's been a huge mentor in my life. And just that whole family is amazing. I love what God's doing through them. And like about half the songs on my last album were written with Jenny and some of the cool. People in
those of you who don't know, of course, she's best known for writing Revelation song. And she's got just a great troupe of writers and people.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy actually because Jenny lives in Northwest Indiana in my in my hometown where I grew up, which is wild.
She bought that house in your hometown.
Yep.
It's did you show her the house? I mean,
no, she had no idea that I was from.
What?
Isn't that crazy? She knew I was from Indiana, but she was like, wait, you're from here? And so when she moved there, she was like, are your parents here? And I was like, yeah. So my mom and dad went and met her and Darren. And so amazing. Cool. Yeah.
I love that. Awesome. Well, what's next for you? Obviously, you're leading worship, you know, week in, week out at the church, but you're also an Integrity signed artist. What is the next three quarters of 2019 look like for you as far as you know?
Yeah, we are actually doing a writer's retreat for the next Madison Street Worship album. So we're excited. That'll be in April. And then we're going to record that album in August.
All right.
And we've been writing a ton of songs already. So a lot of it is just keep moving ahead. I felt like the Lord said to me a couple weeks ago, don't let up off the gas, keep going.
Nice.
And so we're writing and we're just making sure that we're prepared and building our teams and making sure that everybody is finding their spot at the table and all of that. So
that's so good.
Yeah.
Well, how can we be praying for you? That's a question we always want to end with. And while we've got you here and people watching and able to pray.
Yeah. I would love just prayer over our church family, just as we're in a stretching season as well right now, where we're building offices and classrooms. Up until this point, we've all been working out of our lobby. You know, everybody has their little space, but
growing pains.
Yep. Yes. And so we went from being a small church to a larger church in a short amount of time. And so we're, you know, God is really stretching us, but it's amazing. And just prayer covering for that. And we just really have a heart and a vision to see the Holy Spirit touch this region of Middle Tennessee. And so, we're excited. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys are watching live or you're watching later, of course, you know, it works the same. So Emilio, yes, he says prayers. So let's do that.
Thank you.
Pray while we've got him.
Awesome.
Lord, thank you so much for Corey. Thank you for Gateway and for the community of people that are pursuing your presence, that pursuit is at the top of their minds and is what drives their interactions, their gatherings, Lord. We thank you that that's reflected on this music. And we just pray that that would translate to people in a powerful way. Lord, as they continue to move forward with their feet firmly pressed on the gas, pray for your strength and for your inspiration, for your creativity, and for your endurance to pass on to them, that they would be able to keep doing the work that you have for them. We just pray as the church is going through growing pains, Lord, that just as you provided the growth, Lord, that you'd provide the means to support that growth in a way that would be joyful, and that wouldn't be anything other than celebratory and maybe not easy, but completely worth it and not draining. Would be life-giving in so many ways. So we thank you for that church and for the things you still want to do in that place. We just pray for your move in Corey's life and for all the opportunities that come his way, that you would continue to allow him to be fully present in whatever scenario you've brought him to, whether it's songwriting retreats or one-off worship leading or just doing the work week in and week out at his church. We thank you for all of it, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Woo. All right. Jessica says amen. Thanks, you guys. This was great. I appreciate you, man, and appreciate your heart for the church. Madison Street Worship, Songs of the House. It is out. It's been out about a month. So if you haven't heard it yet, you got to do it. Go do it where you do the music thing. Do you have videos and stuff? I haven't seen any videos. Are there videos?
Okay, yeah, cool. They're on YouTube, and we have our own YouTube channel, Madison Street Worship. So, yeah, all kinds of content, Facebook, Instagram, @Madison Street Worship, all that stuff.
Perfect. Yeah, I saw Madison Street Worship was in the house as we began. So that was cool. Wait, I'll put it on the crawler. There we go. So everyone can see it. YouTube.com/ Madison Street Worship. There you go. And check it out, of course. So on Facebook, Madison Street Worship's all by itself, or is it just tucked under your deal too?
Yeah, no, we have our own page on Facebook. Cool. We have a website, madisonstreetworship.com as well. Awesome. So yeah, we try to stay up to date with all the socials.
Very cool, man. Well, thanks for what you do. And of course, grace and strength as you keep doing it. And we'll be watching, man. Awesome. Obviously the foot's on the gas, so we'll be seeing more soon. We got to do this again.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Marcus. I super appreciate
Jessica
it.
Jessica says, go buy the album. It is life-changing in all caps. Thank you, Jessica. Perfect. All right, man. Well, thanks for the time.
Yeah.
And God bless you guys. Take
you
care.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye. All right, everybody. That's what we've got today. Thank you for all the comments and the questions. Appreciate it as always. If you go to ccmmagazine.com, click the Live with Marcus tab. You can watch all of these episodes if you missed any of them in real time. And of course, you can stay tuned to CCM's Facebook page to see them in real time. Or you can go listen to the non-video version of this on iTunes. Search for CCM Magazine. The Live with Marcus podcast is there. We're going to be back on Thursday and for a throwback interview. I am working on a very special guest for that. So you guys will have to just tune in. I'll let you know as soon as it's inked. I'm working hard on it. So check it out. CCMmagazine.com. Click the Live with Marcus tab. Hey, we'll be back. Actually, I'll be back tomorrow. You're going to see my blog will be on the site sometime in the morning. If you guys have any ideas of things you want me to write about, this would be a great place to write about it. So type it in the comments and all that stuff. I pay attention to them. Or if you email me, marcus@ccmmagazine.com, I get those too. Thanks for your time, you guys. Thanks for hanging out. And if this is your first time watching, come back. We're here Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. All right, you guys. God bless. See you next time. Bye.